talk to Lieutenant Dan or what?
Tyler's in a...
Tyler is...
This is the thing. You got Packers Central back there, so Tyler's on the phone with the head of Canada's Packer Nation.
Tyler makes Steph look like Charlie Hustle.
Pete Rose. And half the time you look back there and who knows what Steph was doing, sleeping.
Yeah.
So,
well, Steph's on mat leave.
Sports horn to Steph to Tyler.
With Steph on mat leave, is she Charlie hustling at home? Is she on Bet365 all day? Janet Betsky?
She's enjoying a Netflix, I'll tell you that.
All right.
This lady.
He's our special guest. All right.
But the best guest.
Well, Dougie's coming up in 5 minutes, so we got to rank our guests for the first hour of the show.
Dougie's our best guest.
Why, who are we talking about?
Brian Hayes is on the phone right now. The head of Packers Nation the phone.
Hazy B, you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Wow. Are you okay, buddy, or what's the status?
You got Dougie coming up?
Yeah, we got Dougie.
Yeah, keep it short. Don't be long-winded.
I feel like Dougie felt the day he had 6 points.
Pea soup, eh? Pea soup.
Yeah, I could use some pea soup and a tuna Sandy, but it's just driving me nuts, man. I'm laying on the couch. I've been on my ass for 3 days. I can't move. I'm in so much pain.
And let me guess, your wife hates your guts.
No, she's actually playing it pretty cool, but she's going back to work tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
So she knows she's only got to get through, you know, like another 12, 15 hours, and then she's home free. She's gone.
Yeah.
So God knows what I'm going to be doing tomorrow. I can't move. I'm in so much pain.
So does she bring you breakfast on a tray tomorrow morning and then, like, cans of tuna and salmon to get you through the day while you're home alone, or what?
Yeah, I don't really know, to be honest. I'm not sure what we're going to do. She's been home this whole time, so I haven't really had to worry about it.
I'm thinking, you know what, I've got an idea. What is it, Uber Eats or something? So you can leave the door open, and the guy can just bring it right to you on the couch.
That's a great call. Yeah, I might have to order.
Hide the valuables.
Yeah, you can make comments and say, just don't even ring the doorbell, come in, and turn left and go right. I'm on the couch right there. Drop it off. You prepay, you add your tip, and away the guy goes.
The problem is if that guy rolls in and he decides, you know what, this career isn't for me, and he just robs my whole house, like there's nothing I could do about it.
That's true.
Like you see those memes all the time of like the hungover guy who tells the Domino's delivery guy to just bring it to his bed. At least the hungover guy could get up and like chase him around. He started doing something stupid. If this guy walked in and was like, you know what, I'll take the 60-inch off the wall, I'll take the iPads, I wouldn't be able to do anything. I just witnessed thievery in my own house. So I don't know. I'm a little bit reluctant to do that, but I'll figure it out. I was hoping to get back. I mean, I was talking like a hero on Thursday. We put up the poll. We were talking about which surgery I should get, how quickly I can return, and
listen,
this rate, I'm not even close.
You're good.
Well, Brian, what's kind of on your brain a little bit more? Auston Matthews' ability to score some big goals, the Leafs off to the hot start, or your boy Aaron Rodgers, dunzo for the year?
Well, it's got to be the Packers, right? I mean, the Leafs, Matthews is healthy. I'm not that surprised he's doing this. I mean, the kid's a stud, right? Like, he's a top 10 player in the league. We knew that. It was a big win over the weekend. I didn't think it was like the greatest game or most thoroughly entertaining game where they played their best game, but they still won.
Right.
But with Rodgers out, I mean, the Packers are toast. Like, they are toast. This Brett Hundley, he doesn't have a shot. I don't care what McCarthy's going to say about first-team reps all week, who they have left on the schedule, if they've got a couple of soft games here or there. I mean, they have to pray they can get to 8-8 and somehow the division falls apart. But I don't see that happening. I mean, I think they're probably done. If he doesn't come back, it's over.
The look on McCarthy's face in his presser, I don't know, did you see it?
Yeah,
he had the same look.
Dude, he knows it's done. Like, now this is the thing. Now everything's on the coach. Like, now he's got to come up with schemes to find a way to win games, because that's not a market that's just going to...
Dude,
you know,
it's not on the coach
flag.
Now, Brian. When you lose a player like that, who is probably the most important to his team, the coach has got a free pass the rest of the year.
Well, see, but that's one way of looking at it. But the other way of looking at it is, who knows what the hell he's been doing for 10 years because he's got Rodgers.
Rodgers
guaranteed him wins.
I agree. I think you go into his office, there's like buckets of KFC, and he's watching Netflix and on the computer the
and
whole
Brazzers.
Time and just goes,
oh, totally.
Get out there, Aaron. Go out and throw some TDs.
Give the ball to 12. Like, you're guaranteed to go to the playoffs every year. Now he doesn't have them. And now he's actually got a coach. He's got a scheme. He's got to find a way to work out a running game. And the defense has got to be better. And guys on the defensive side of the ball are dropping like flies, too. I mean, they're at 4-2. They're in trouble, though. I mean, that division's pretty good. The Vikings are pretty good. I think the Lions can probably still get to 9 or 10 wins. So, I mean, as happy as I was watching the Leafs break that streak and Matthews went legend on Saturday night, I mean, that story is more predictable. This one came out of left field. The Packers are toast.
This has been our NFL insider, Brian Hayes, on the Scotty Mac Show.
Oh.
And we'll talk to you maybe next week if you're lucky.
You guys call me whenever you want, man. I'm freaking out. Like, I've got nothing to do. I'm going stir crazy. Yeah. Well, I want to talk about Marner and Dreisaitl and the Leafs Habs and Rodgers and Kaepernick. I mean, there's so much going on. But
well, yeah. Just like when Goose threw Mavericks keys into the water, we have to move on without you, pal. And this is the Scotty Mac Show.
All right,
and we
boys.
Might call you next week.
All right. You guys go legend. Keep it on the rails for me.
All right, Hazy, I'll do my best. The paperwork is being done in Jeff McDonald's office. Right now.
Start getting used to a different time slot, pal.
We'll talk to you next week. We'll chat then.
All right, AZ. Dougie Gilmore. Yeah. So.